Well, it's the big show. Biggest Show coming to town this week is brought to us by the good folks at the Bomb Factory in Deep Ellum. We do this every week at this time to alert you to any big entertainment act rolling through Dallas-Fort Worth. We have seven candidates this week. Let's talk about all seven, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. Candidate number one, Wednesday night at the American Airlines Center, Hugh Jackman.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. Buried in your bones is a name that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind.
Did you guys know Hugh Jackman was touring?
I did not.
He does a singing, dancing, Broadway type, I guess, one-man show.
Okay. He's talented.
He is very talented.
Yeah,
remember when he hosted the Oscars?
Yes.
And he did that great open? So this is basically 90 minutes or 2 hours of that kind of stuff.
Okay. I'll say out.
Oh.
Not saying he's not talented, just not my thing. Is that the AAC?
Yeah.
Well, wow. It's musical.
Music.
Does he still do movies?
Yes, he does.
Anything big lately?
Now, this is The Greatest Showman. Came out over Christmas.
Last.
Okay.
Sounds like there's 50 people on stage.
Well, it's from a live performance.
It's like a Meatloaf song, is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, that's candidate one.
Horrible.
Candidate 2, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday at Dos Equis Pavilion, Sum 41, The Used, and Atreyu.
I like Sum 41.
This is Beastie Boys?
No.
Another experimental. This is a little bit of a Smile Rock here. What is that pattern? There's got to be a name for that rhythm.
This is all part of the Rockstar Energy Disrupt Festival.
This is Bowling for Soup?
No, this is
Sum 41.
Sum 41.
Oh.
Sum 41, others 40.
Throw
this.
Well, this sounds Beastie Boy-esque right here. Yeah. The voices do. And then it gets into this mess. I don't know why this grinds my gears so much.
I don't mind it.
This was high school.
Yeah,
what is this?
Sean was into this.
Is this 90s?
Yeah, late 90s, early aughts, pop punk.
Yes, the pop punk movement.
They have good guitarists, though.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, you wouldn't know it. They're just sawing on power chords here.
We're about to break it down here.
Don't count on me to let you know when. Don't count.
Sean's got a slider up in there.
Do it again. Don't count on me. It's the point you're missing. Today is the greatest.
Hang on.
That's not bad.
Okay, are you playing all different songs or what is this? Is this the same song?
Same song.
This is one song.
Correct.
They obviously had five different pieces of music they couldn't finish and push them together, as Jerry would say. So.
In an abortion.
All right, that's candidate two.
Whoa.
Candidate three.
Keeps repeating.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
Abortion.
Also Friday night, this at the Kessler, Ricky Lee Jones.
Oh, he's here?
Man, I used to love this song.
Is she the one with that huge mouth?
Yeah. She's also a two-time Grammy winner.
Oh.
She was also named number 30 on VH1's 100 Greatest Women in Rock and Roll list.
Gordon. Oh, congratulations.
This song's awesome.
It is a great song.
29 women beat her.
Okay. This is another one that's kind of hard to figure. Who's in love?
Chuck E. or Chuck Eels?
Chuck E.
Chuck E. Not Chucky, but Chuck E.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the song that pizza chain, right?
Chuck E. Cheese and love. I wish the Chuck E. Cheese band would go on tour. Let go.
I'm not going to talk about that.
You know, I thought he just said eels.
Chuck Eels in love.
Who's Chuck Eels?
Right. Sure am. You want to call that love, but I do.
All right, that's candidate three. She's great. She'll sound great at the Kessler. Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday and Saturday at the American Airlines Center, George's cousin, Jeff Dunham.
Good evening, Ahmed.
Good evening.
Wait, that's the same voice, right?
Infidel.
So you're a terrorist?
Yes, I am a terrorist.
What kind of terrorist?
A terrifying terrorist. Are you scared?
Not really, no.
And no?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Now, you know my stance on ventriloquists. I don't think they're that impressive. I think anybody could do that.
I think a good one's impressive. He's good.
You're just saying that because he's Ken.
I do have a cousin named Jeff Dunham. It's not him.
I believe Jeff Dunham, isn't he a fellow RHS Hall of Famer?
Is he?
Was he one of the ones? It's one of the ventriloquist guys. There were two of them, right?
I think he is.
Okay, we were both inducted together in the Hall of Fame of my high school.
Wow.
We were in the inaugural class.
Were y'all same age?
No, I think he's older. Yeah.
Sure enough. Under, who gives a He was born in Dallas and adopted by real estate appraiser Howard Dunham. And his homemaker wife, Joyce.
Look at there.
His mother is Joyce Dunham.
I still got that bag tag, by the way. I need to bring that in.
Oh, you're what? I thought we ripped those off of shirts.
The bag tag.
Bag
oh, my golf tag.
Oh.
Bag.
Oh.
That says so Joyce Dunham. Welcome, Joyce Durham.
It was a charity golf tournament we played in. They actually had him down as Joyce Durham. All right, that's candidate four. Candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Bomb Factory. Hologram Ronnie James Dio.
I'm sorry?
Do we really need a hologram for him?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Fading out.
This is the first time that we have ever included a hologram show on Biggest Show Coming to Town this week.
I thought we did another one. Didn't we do an Elvis hologram or a Whitney Houston hologram?
Never on the Biggest Show. We've talked about them before, but we've never included one on the calendar. But we may start including more and more of them because more and more of them are rolling through the Metroplex.
Yeah, I'd go see one of them if somebody good.
I am not opposed to hologram shows. That's an odd little note about
me. Either.
I am.
Really?
I want to go see Ronnie James Dio hologram. But
why not?
Yeah.
The song kicks ass.
We support everything the Bomb Factory does.
Yes.
They're our sponsors and host of Fight Night. We love that venue. But, you know, Grand Prairie had the big hologram show, too. I think that was either Beatles or Elvis.
Yes, I'm in.
And we support everything Grand Prairie does. But
hey, guys.
Personally, I'm not a fan of the hologram. The thought of the hologram experience, it feels like cheating.
Why does it feel like cheating?
Because you're not
They're
seeing
up
the
front that it's a hologram,
but it's not cheating.
But, I mean, come on.
But you're not seeing the real thing. Are you trying to trick yourself into
it? No, you're going to see a hologram.
Hologram Beatles? I'm in.
What's wrong with that?
But how could you sit there and cheer a hologram?
Because it's like seeing them on stage.
It's like the
But
Beatles.
It's not them.
Right.
It is them.
It's just a drummer's
playing. They can't be receptive to your cheering.
So? Okay. Well, I don't need them to be receptive to my cheering.
Oh, I do.
I just need to go see them.
Yeah, especially if R2-D2 is with them.
How cool would it be if Paul and Ringo actually toured with hologram John and George?
I'm in. Totally in.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. And Ronnie James Dio up there with the Beatles.
And R2-D2.
And R2-D2. And Princess Leia.
Hologram.
And Princess Leia begging Obi-Wan Kenobi for a bunch of stuff. For whatever she was doing. What's she begging for? Camping gear? What was it, Jared?
The Death Star?
Oh, yeah, to save
her. Yeah. The underwater
Your
plants.
Only hope.
Yeah.
Hope and hope of all.
And that's Candidate 5.
Demand to help.
And we're going to do a little editing on the fly here since we're up against it, as they say in broadcasting. And let's move to our final candidate, which will be candidate number 6. Biggest show coming to town this week, Monday night at the American Airlines Center, J-Lo.
Hopefully she won't have to cancel.
Hopefully she's not still trying to be 22.
She's been debilitated by
J-Lo, you're over 50 now. Just kind of let it go. Do something different. Do some ballads.
Wait.
She still
trying
looks
to
great.
Squeeze
what are you
in
doing?
Those britches and act like you're 22.
Wait, stop the show. Since when do you hate J-Lo?
I don't hate her. I'm just offering some criticism.
You're critiquing a woman's choices.
Yes.
Hashtag
I think she's
me
trying
too.
To be Britney Spears at 18, and she doesn't really pull it off. Talk about not committing to moves. Just go with the age thing and maybe do some more ballads.
Doesn't she look fantastic for 49, though?
Absolutely.
She'll be 50 next month.
Just watch her, and you tell me, is she trying to still act like she's 19 or 22?
But I say if girl...
Or you mean she's still trying to act like J-Lo, which she is, J-Lo.
If girl still got it, then show it.
If girl got it going on...
Then why not strut that
girl
stuff,
shake
yo?
It.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
What?
That's more offensive than what I said.
What?
Telling her
that
to J-Lo's shake
still
it.
Talented?
Shake what?
You told her to give it up. That's pretty offensive.
I didn't say give it up.
Commanding a girl at gunpoint to give it up, I think that's pretty offensive,
I didn't
George.
Say give it up. I said just kind of go with the age thing and do some more ballads and let's not do the choreographed dance like you're still 21.
Hey, guys.
It ain't working.
Now, let me see.
Hi, Corey.
Yesterday, you encouraged a 64-year-old Mike Rawlings to keep going because he was young, but now
relatively.
A 49-year-old J-Lo is too old.
What people are allowed to do.
I didn't say she had to quit touring.
Enough is enough.
That's a different standard for men and women.
No, it's not. Just watch her. And you tell me if she's just trying a little too hard to...
To what? Put on a great show?
I'm on to something and you know it. You just don't have the guts to admit it.
I don't think so.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week.
Chair.
Is it candidate number one?
It's better than your claim.
Not having, what is my claim?
That she has strong periods.
Oh, that was a claim that I made a few years ago. How old is she now?
49. She's still having them.
Having what?
Shows. She's on tour.
Barely.
Nice recovery.
She's barely on tour. She's on the concert calendar.
And she's playing the American Airlines Center. That's not barely
full.
On tour.
People aren't buying it anymore. It'd be half full.
People aren't buying it.
No. Nope.
This will be sold out.
Yep. Sold out, yep.
Guaranteed. Yep.
And she's going now with the A-Rod, right?
Yeah. The A-Rod.
They're engaged. Each other.
I saw a note where she said that two of her marriages, previous marriages, didn't count. And she only considers herself being married one other time.
To A-Rod.
Perfect. No, they're perfect. Before A-Rod, only one other time.
Okay, Mark Anthony was 10 years. That must be it. Because Chris Judd was a year and a half. Ongai Noah was a year.
Who?
What?
She's been married 3 times. Ongai Noah, Chris Judd. That's the little-known Judd sister. And and Mark Anthony.
All right, John.
Noah.
Ongai Noah. All right, damn it, let's vote. Okay. Is it candidate number one, Wednesday at the American Airlines Center, Hugh Jackman? Candidate 2, Friday, the Get Down Festival at Dos Equis featuring Sum 41, The Used, and Atreyu. Candidate 3, Friday at the Kessler, Ricky Lee Jones. Candidate 4, Friday and Saturday at the American Airlines Center, Jeff Dunham. Candidate 5, Friday at Bomb Factory, Hologram Ronnie James Dio, or Candidate 6, Monday at the American Airlines Center, J-Lo, George.
I vote for my cousin, Jeff
Gordo.
Oh, man, I have to vote for fellow Richardson High School Hall of Famer, Jeff Dunham. But I'm going to say J-Lo.
It's a confusing vote. Sean?
I'm say Hologram J-Lo.
It's Jenny from the block.
Jer.
J-Lo.
Fernando.
J-Lo.
Me too. 5-1. J-Lo, Monday,
J-Lo
American Airlines Center, biggest show.
Right.
What's next?
Next is It's Now Bad For You.